Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
You may proceed.
Justice, may it please the court. Nick Glass, on behalf of the appellant, we're here asking that this court remand and provide instructions to register the order adjudicating parentage from Van Zandt County, Texas.
Register the order or confirm the registration of the order? Or both?
Both. It has not been done yet. So we're asking to register the order adjudicating. With respect to the trial court's October 1st, 2018 order, it is the appellant's position that the trial court abused the discretion finding that the appellant removed the minor child from the geographic limits of Texas in violation of the order or without permission. And we find that to be, we're asking the court to find that to be plain error. The second issue is that the appellant is currently subject to a contempt order monitored by the Texas court, which is not relevant to the registration of a foreign order according to the UCCJEA. And the fact that the current monitoring of Ms. Holloman, the appellant, we believe that to be outside the scope of analysis under the Nebraska Revised Statute 43-1245, as it doesn't fall under unjustifiable conduct. So, for a timeline, I'd like to walk through. November 27th, the appellant moved to Nebraska with the intent to make Nebraska the primary residence of the minor child, Mr. Waylon Ruger.
Was that before or after the Texas order was entered?
So, the commencement of the proceedings in Texas was prior to the appellant moving in November 27th. November 27th move was prior to the entering of the order adjudicating parenthood in Van Zandt County, Texas. So the appellant has moved November 27th, 2017, with the intent to make the primary residence of the minor child, Seward, Nebraska. In April...
This was while the action was pending in Texas.
That is correct, Your Honor. And I will get to that the Texas court found that the home state of the child at the time the Texas order was entered was Texas. Though in April of 2017, the appellee questions where the child lives. Well, the child has now lived in Nebraska for 5 months, 4 months, and so there's an issue with the appellee arguing that the father doesn't know where the child lives at this time. Could be with dad, it could be with mom in Nebraska. Could be with dad in Texas, could be with mother in Nebraska, though.
Are you talking about things that are in our record, counsel?
Yes, I am, Your Honor.
Can you direct me to them?
It's in the affidavit of the appellee where there's a text message, I believe it's Exhibit A, which states that Mr. Taylor is questioning where the child is living at this time.
And you're talking about the affidavits that were offered at the hearing in front of Judge Stecker?
That is correct.
Okay.
So if we take Ms. Holloman's affidavit to be true, then the child is living in Nebraska in November. July 11th, 2017, the order adjudicating parentage is signed and ordered by the Texas court, where the Texas court finds that the child lives, or home state is Texas. July 19th, the appellee files a contempt action asking that Ms. Holloman be found in contempt for what I am arguing is a technical illegality. The technical illegality is that the child missed visitation one time. It's not illegal. It doesn't violate the Nebraska Revised Statute 43-1245. Because she's not absconding with the child, and she's not an abducting parent. To that point, the order adjudicating parentage from Texas states that the mother may live without, may move and designate the primary residence of the child without regard to geographic restriction. In that order, order adjudicating parentage from Texas, Van Zandt County, Ms. Holloman signed the order, and everyone was already aware and on notice that she lived in Seward County. One of the last pages of the order adjudicating parentage, which is part of this record, states that she's currently living in Nebraska at the time the order is entered.
Why at the time of filing for the registration did the appellant ask to have her personal information sealed?
If the court were to find that Ms. Holloman or the appellant is an absconding or abducting parent, then she should be protected by the domestic violence requirement that if you were under domestic violence and fled domestic violence, you want to protect your address because you don't want the opposing party to know where you live due to the domestic violence. And I believe that it's in Ms. Holloman's affidavit that she was part of domestic violence. The court did not rule on, the trial court did not rule on whether or not that finding was true and declined jurisdiction for other reasons. But that is the reason why Ms. Holloman would not have to provide her addresses due to the
So under the UCCJEA, there's a specific statute that governs registration of foreign judgments. Under that statute, can a court refuse to confirm a registration of judgment based on the behavior of one of the parties?
Under the UCCJEA, the reasons for declining jurisdiction...
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about 43-1252 sub D. What are the reasons under that statute that a court can refuse to confirm a registration?
I believe that the court can refuse to confirm registration, though I don't believe on the basis of the order from Judge Stecker that those reasons would apply.
So you don't believe the order was entered on any of the permissible reasons under the statute?
That's correct. I'd like to save the rest of my time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kennedy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Chief Justice and the court. May it please the court, my name is Michael S. Kennedy, and I represent the interests of Mr. Taylor, the appellee, in this matter. I think there were some very poignant questions made by this court so far that I'd like to address in the beginning. In dealing with the Nebraska statute that Your Honor pointed out, the court can make specific findings in those areas, and especially in reference to the UCCJEA subsection 208, which the Nebraska court refers to by statute, basically states that for conduct of the parties, the court can deny jurisdiction. In this case, Your Honor, the appellant overlooks one important thing in their argument. It's the show cause that was filed back in Texas, of which the appellee or the appellant by stipulation stated that she would have a 36-month probation period for not following the court's orders dealing with parenting time. That's part of the record. It was part of my client's affidavit. They don't deny it. I think the court in Seward County had a chance to take a look at the totality of the affidavits. There were two affidavits filed. My client's affidavit stated the child didn't have a continuous home state jurisdiction here in Nebraska because the child, as of April 4th, 2018, was residing in Texas with the appellant's father and also staying with a nanny. That was in there. If you carefully read their pleadings and their affidavits, Ms. Holloman says she moved to Nebraska. She doesn't say that the child resided in Nebraska, and I think that's an important part of this because at any time the court can review the jurisdiction, and if the child is not in Nebraska for 6 months continuous or living with someone acting as a parent, the court can, on its own motion, deny jurisdiction because it doesn't comport with Nebraska statutes or the UCCJEA.
The arguments in the party's briefing and the rationale for the district court's ruling assumes that this is a child custody proceeding.
Correct.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you think that is the right framework for the analysis of registration of a foreign judgment under the UCCJEA? Or do you think you've all gotten a little ahead of yourselves?
Well, I think the filing got a little ahead of itself by the appellant, for the fact is that, one, Texas probably still had jurisdiction.
Why would that matter to registering a judgment?
Well, you can register any judgment.
Is that what was trying to be accomplished here?
She was trying to register the judgment and have Nebraska courts take jurisdiction.
Was that jurisdictional request made, or was it simply a request to register the judgment?
It was a request to register the judgment.
Was there any simultaneous motion or complaint to modify the judgment, or even a request to enforce it?
No, Your Honor.
Does that matter to our analysis?
Traditionally, most pleadings will accompany both the registration and the complaint for custody.
But the statute doesn't permit a foreign judgment to be registered with or without a simultaneous request.
Correct. Doesn't have to have that, Your Honor.
Does it imply a challenge to the underlying validity to ask for registration?
You mean as far as the appellant being able to file, or the appellee being able to file a challenge?
I'm trying to structure this in the sequence that may be common, which is start with registration. Does a request for registration imply any challenge to the validity?
It does under the statute, and also allows my client, the appellee, who did file a timely notice of objection, which is contained in the court record and transcript, which he did. And Your Honors, if you take note to what he filed, he did it on a couple different grounds, his objection. Wondering that she didn't file the proper processes and procedures of Nebraska, which one would require a six-month registration period. Two, he affirmatively stated that Texas still had jurisdiction of the matter. And I think that's what comes into that second part I was talking about, kind of the elephant in the room, is this 36-month probation that she's under supervision of the court that the judge in Seward County does recognize in there. And I think if you look at the entirety of the order, what the judge said, even though it's brief, it discusses these items. Then if you can look at the evidence, which this court can do, she didn't provide visitation on several occasions. She submitted herself in lieu of going to jail. And I guess the Texas courts are very severe about jail time for not granting parenting time. She voluntarily signed a 36-month agreement. I think the court in Seward County can say, I don't want any part of this. I shouldn't have to supervise a 36-month probation. The more convenient forum is in Texas. The order may have not contained every aspect of that, but if you read the complaint, you read the affidavits, and you read the courts at the district court's level answer, it hits all those areas. And if you look through the record there, I think this court needs to be concerned about the conduct of the appellant, because she did violate my client's parenting time. She voluntarily submitted to a 36-month probation in lieu of jail time. And if you read her own statement in there, she's subject to monitoring by the court down there. I think that's another reason why the court gave deference to Texas to handle this matter.
You're not claiming in this appeal that the Texas court didn't have jurisdiction to enter the order down in Texas, correct?
No. Correct, Your Honor.
And you're not arguing that order has been vacated or modified in any respect, the Texas order?
It's still standing, Your Honor.
All right. What, if anything, are you claiming was improper about the notice that was given with respect to the registration here in Nebraska?
Well, part of the statutory scheme to register the judgment is to object, because the next filing is then the complaint for modification.
Where do you see that? There are three bases on which to object under 43-1252 sub D. Which of the three are you arguing that your case falls under?
I don't have that statute exactly in front of me, but Your Honor, I from my recollection, it would be that she didn't meet the registration requirement times, that the minor child resided here for a period of 6 months.
So you're talking about a home state requirement?
That would be the home state requirement,
in a
correct.
Child custody proceeding?
In a child custody proceeding, Your Honor. And I think there's enough evidence in those affidavits that legitimately was placed in question of whether she was here for 6 months, because the Our Family Wizard, that email that was connected in there, it referenced April 4th, the minor child living down there. This action was filed in August for Nebraska to have home state jurisdiction. The pleading would have had to been filed here in September, and they filed it prematurely.
So is it your contention that in order to be able to register a foreign judgment in a state, that state must also be the child's home state?
For a child custody order, yes, Your Honor. Unless you're doing it for a separate purpose, which would be another form, say, for instance, for child support purposes.
For what purpose was this foreign judgment being registered? What does our record tell us about the purpose?
I think from her affidavit, she was attempting to move custody up here and have those determinations. I can't read it from her pleading, but common sense would dictate, Your Honor, if you take a look, she got in trouble in Texas. She's subject to a 36-month probation. Now she wants the order moved up here because maybe she can shop for another forum. And I think that's what she was trying to do. What I can glean from the totality of the evidence is she's under a 36-month probation order, which she could be incarcerated if she violates the parenting plan again. And if she comes up here, she can modify that order and have another judge take a crack at it.
What are the actual consequences that your client would suffer if this judgment was allowed to be registered here? Not prospectively, but what would the consequences to your client be?
Well, one, the jurisdiction then would be transferred up here, even though...
By registering it?
Well, by registering, then she would, if it's accepted, she's going to file a complaint to modify.
So that'd be a prospective?
Correct.
Prospective consequence, but as a consequence to this judgment being registered?
Yeah, well, if the judgment is registered, then that would allow her to proceed to be able to file whatever modification she wants to file up here and maybe have that probation changed by the judge up here. And my client only gets one chance under the statute to attack that. And if she wants to say that this is the home state of the minor child, she's slowly gaining a foothold. Even though it's not on the record, there's another action pending in Texas right now for a modification. So depending upon how this court rules, maintains or declines jurisdiction, it'll interplay with those two actions.
Would a complaint in Texas to modify custody have any impact on registering a foreign judgment?
The court can decline, well, a physical act of registering, no, but if there is a hearing contesting it and whether it's a proper state to have, no, Your Honor.
Would the registration of this order make it easier for your client to enforce the provisions of the Texas order against the appellant?
I don't believe so, Your Honor. I think my client is in the proverbial catbird seat. He has a Texas district court judge down there that has a 36-month probation order that any time if the order is violated can immediately file to have her placed in custody by the court. She's shown a propensity of not following the court's orders. If it's transferred up here, the court may modify that, the court may change that, the court may dismiss her from probation. My client has a substantive right down there. He had a order in Texas that was signed, was able to get this show cause order verified by the other side and get a 36-month stipulated probation order. If that moves up here, he's prejudiced because he has to come up here for the enforcement through no fault of his own. She voluntarily submitted herself to that, and that goes to my final points, Your Honors, that she submitted herself continuing to the jurisdiction of Texas. With that said, Your Honors, I'm asking for the prayer for relief that's stated in my brief. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal? We have 3 minutes for rebuttal, Mr. Glass.
Thank you. Quickly, it would be, Justice Freudenberg, it would be in the best interest to register this order adjudicating parenthood in Seward County. As a practical matter, if Ms. Holloman is doing anything contrary to the order in Texas, what sheriff in Texas is going to drive up and arrest her? Well, how is the appellee going to come forward and gain rights to his child when his child's, when he doesn't have an ability to use a jurisdiction to enforce the order? Ms. Holloman could simply just not go back to Texas. As the point to the appellee, the show cause that was filed in Texas did not mention or complain about Ms. Holloman living in Nebraska. Continuous jurisdiction, temporary interruptions count towards the continuity of the jurisdiction. I believe that when Ms. Holloman would take the minor child to Texas for the four consecutive days of visitation allowed for the appellee, those days should not interrupt the continuity and jurisdiction here in Nebraska. Ms. Holloman, it's clear that she's the primary custodial parent or the conservator who is to designate the primary residence of the child. Therefore, her living in Nebraska with the intent to make that the minor, make Nebraska the minor child's state is enough evidence to show that there is continuing jurisdiction and Nebraska is the minor child's home state. Additionally, we're asking the court to remand and with instructions to register the order adjudicating parentage. We're not asking to transfer the venue. Seward, as I stated before, is a better place to monitor and to monitor Ms. Holloman and the order adjudicating parentage. I believe that it would be in the appellant's and the appellee's best interest to do so. So, in October 2018, the trial court declined to register the order adjudicating parentage based on Ms. Holloman, based on the court's finding that Ms. Holloman removed the child from the geographic location of Texas without the permission of the Texas court, which I am asking this court to find an abuse of discretion in plain error, because the order adjudicating parentage was mediated by both parties. Both parties agreed that Ms. Holloman would be the conservator of the minor child and could designate the residence of the minor child without regard to geographic location. And number two, that the trial court abused its discretion when it found that Ms. Holloman violated Nebraska Revised Statute 43-1245 based on unjustifiable conduct. Her conduct was not unjustifiable and as it relates to the UCCJE comments that you were supposed to look to when you were asking for clarification as it relates to the statute. For those reasons, I ask that this court remand with instructions to register the order adjudicating parentage from Van Zandt County, Texas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next case of the day is State versus McGinn.